The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts. I'm here with Carlene Higgins, sitting face to face. This is interesting.
We don't
haven't done this in a minute.
We don't usually sit like this in our solo episodes. We're usually on a couch. We're across from each other. We're both wearing blazers. And Jill just said to me before we jumped on the mic, welcome to the board meeting.
Don't worry, I'm not firing you.
Okay, thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, don't worry.
Thank God. It has been 7 years.
Yeah.
Do we have the 7-year itch yet, Jill?
No, I think I do not, speaking for myself.
Okay.
But also, I didn't get you a gift or anything.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, oops.
Let's party tonight.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
So we're going to give you guys some context. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone, to Breaking Beauty Podcast on this fine Wednesday. The reason that we are gathering today is it's our 7th anniversary.
Yay!
And we're so excited. We launched the podcast 7 years ago on the first day of spring.
Of 2017.
Yes. So that's how we always count our anniversary now, is the first day of spring, which I love.
It is good. Although we had the idea in 2016, which was crazy. Yes. And it took us like 6 months to get it all off the ground.
Of course it did.
You know, here we are 7 years later. And we are in the Dear Media studios with our lovely producer, Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Behind the wall.
Well, we're going to actually do a bit of a refresh about who we are.
Yes.
You know how sometimes you'll see that on Instagram, like a creator will say, hey, you know, I might have a lot of new followers and I'm just going to do like a reminder of who we are, because we did get asked that.
Yes.
I think in our Facebook chat room is like, maybe you've done this already, but what is your past history?
You? Yeah.
Who the hell are you, ladies? So we're going to do that. And also, we're going to talk to you about our top 10 episodes. Like, we have over 300 episodes now, and it's, you know, kind of hard for people to know, like, where's the good stuff? And so it's all good, obviously.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd share with you just for fun our top 10 episodes of all time. And, you know, we can link to that and you guys can check them out.
Yeah.
And
I will just say quickly before I forget to say it, is that on Spotify, I have created playlists of our shows. So if you just want to hear about the skincare people, you just want to hear the makeup episodes,
the founders.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yes, I have done that a while ago. I should probably update it, but it's kind of been categorized that way.
Right.
Although we encourage you to listen to all of them.
Such a keener, this one, in the best way.
I like a little admin task once in a while. And I feel like I got that idea because I like when other shows do that.
Right.
That I listen to, you know?
I'm also going to hit you guys with a little POV point of view piece about something I've been noticing at Fashion Week, which I feel like it's been drawing my attention again.
Yeah.
How this question of how relevant it is, all of that.
What's in the ether.
And Jill and I are going to chat through that as well, which I think will be fun because we don't usually get a chance to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just before we get into all of that, again, just pulling back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
Because this came up in one of our chats this week, is there are a lot of changes going on with podcasting and just the algorithm. And so that's something as creators, everybody struggles with, whether your like native platform is Instagram and they change something or whatever. And that's something that we've experienced in Apple Podcasts, which is the number of downloads that you have. Like if you don't listen to a podcast for months or something like that, it will automatically drop off your
following. It quits sort of, it's more that they're not automatically downloading episodes like they used to. So just actively download if we are in your feed.
Don't forget to follow.
Yes.
Like if you haven't listened for a while and you're jumping back in, don't forget to follow. Please share with a friend.
Yeah.
The number of downloads that we have helps with the algorithm. Other people discover us, and it also helps to be perfectly transparent with the way that we monetize our podcast with our advertisers, the amount of, you know, ears we have. So if you guys love us, then please share.
Yeah, share.
We love that.
And also subscribe on our YouTube channel. There's lots of ways to support the show,
Absolutely.
Which I love. We use one of our promo codes.
Yeah.
All of these things that keep us in the air for 7 years.
Exactly.
If we did not have our listeners, our supportive, loyal listeners and our, you know, advertisers, frankly, we would not be able to do this.
That's right.
Right? So
that's right.
Shout out for everyone listening that's been here. And I'd like to know who's been here since day one.
Oh,
who's been here since March 2017? So slide into the DMs.
Yes, okay, or comment on our Instagram because we want it. Then we can get a little dialogue going between everyone. It's fun.
Okay, let's get into it.
All right. Nutrafol is one of our longest running show partners, so we need to raise a toast to them today for our 7th anniversary episode. They've been with us through thick and thin. And yes, I'm referring to my hairline. I've really been seeing some progress taking my Nutrafol so far this year. So I honestly love that I can recommend it, having personally seen a difference myself, which is why we've so often heard it recommended by some of our top hair and scalp experts on our show over the years. And in fact, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. So how does it work? Well, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, whether that's stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, or your metabolism. It's really a whole body health approach. And I like that Nutrafol has four unique formulas to support women from postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyles. And no matter your life stage, each formula is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you're getting reliable results. In one clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. That's about how long it took me to see results. So you need to take them every day like clockwork. If you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair, for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING.
This is Gracie Norton from the Wellness Her Way podcast, the ultimate sanctuary for a welcoming approach to wellness. It seems like every day there's a new food we're not supposed to eat, a new cleanse to take part in, or a new workout that claims to give us a flat stomach within a week. Rather than hopping on trends, we're going back to the roots of wellness and making a home of our body, mind, and soul. If you're seeking physical growth, emotional abundance, or simply a more fulfilling life, tune in to the Wellness Her Way podcast on November 6th. Get ready to embrace your body through all its forms and get back to the roots of wellness.
Okay, so I think, Carleen, we should start with the question some people had asked us about how we even got here, how we did this. And we're not going to go super into our backstory, but episode one, we did that kind of like interviewing each other almost, if you want to go way back and listen. But I think it's time for a refresh, a time recap, I guess, is the right word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So what we often say is we're two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters.
Yes.
And the reason that we say that is because Jill and I came from the magazine world. So we both worked at sort of down the hall from each other. In Toronto, I worked at a fashion magazine called Flair, which sadly isn't around anymore. I was there for 13 years.
Not even online. It's not around anymore.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't think so. But that was a magazine that I actually grew up with. It was a big deal. Like, it was kind of like the Vogue of the North. And I actually grew up with a subscription to it. And so many of my favorite 90s supermodels were on the cover. Linda Evangelista, you know, Naomi Campbell, like all of the big, you know, the big supermodels. And it was such a formative part of my love for fashion and beauty. And so I felt so incredibly lucky when I got to work there. And I worked with several different editors. So I learned a lot from each and every one of them. So I would write features, assign features. I interviewed people like Pat McGrath, Mark Jacobs, numerous dermatologists, obviously. And I worked on photo shoots. I've worked with Charlotte Tilbury in the past. And I reported backstage at Fashion Week, which was one of my favorite things to do, to go to New York and Paris and Milan. And that's where I learned what the trends were going to be. So I was very much on top of trend forecasting and just get into the scrum backstage. It was very exciting. And we used to also go on very glamorous press trips, I will say.
And that's really where you and I connected the most. Yes.
So that was great, you know, being the way the influencers are now.
Yeah.
We would get swept away and, you know, flying business class and being in black cars and rubbing shoulders with the elite in the industry. And that's where Jill and I bonded, super bonded.
Yeah. And I would say for myself, you know, I came up in magazines too. Elle Canada, I was their first intern ever. I worked there for 3 years and then I worked at Glow, which is Canada's Allure, I would say.
Yes.
And then I kind of saw the writing on the wall that magazines were just petering out. There were signs, you know, and then I worked for a digital publication for a while to get that SEO training. And then I started kind of diversifying, talking about beauty, not only in print and digital, but on television as well. So I was the beauty expert on the Marilyn Dennis Show for 13 seasons and like a lot of other shows like, you know, coast to coast. And it was really fun to, I feel like that kind of just not instilled, that's the wrong word, but it just sort of in magazines, it was so siloed.
Right.
You put in all your work into this glossy thing. Everyone was sort of on the same page, but you didn't really know, just went into the world and you didn't get any feedback. But that was where I started really getting a lot of feedback about the beauty content I was creating on TV and whatnot, because live audience would give you feedback. And then social media kind of like played into that too. So then in 2016, when Flair folded and you and I literally went for lunch and decided, what's the white space? You're like, I don't want to do a blog. Where should I go next? I feel like it's too late to do this. We're like, we're too old for YouTube. But now we're on YouTube anyway, so surprise. And literally at the end of that lunch, we were like, well, podcasts, because you were like, I'm obsessed with podcasts. I listen when I'm walking my son or whatever at the time.
I was walking to work at the time.
And I was like, I love podcasts as well. Nobody's really doing it. And we had all of these amazing connections with beauty founders when we would go on press trips and we would have the ear of these really influential people. And we were like, that's the juice. That's what people really want to hear. So when we started the podcast, believe it or not, we were a narrative show where we were really behind the scenes and we would talk to founders and we gave them the platform and them the microphone. And over time, we've evolved the show.
We were kind of like a How I Built This for Beauty. That's how we kind of thought of it. Because at the time, there was a lot of entrepreneurial porn out there.
Hashtag girl boss.
And so that felt like the right thing to do. But we were a monthly. And then we really quickly realized that a monthly is not going to cut it in the podcast space. And B, we still just had so many connections through our magazine world where we were getting opportunities to sit down with fantastic makeup hair, you know, dermatologists.
People that weren't founders, basically.
People who weren't founders. And it was like, well, what are we going to do? Not interview them?
Yeah.
And, you know, we were one of the first on the scene. Fat Mascara was there. Naked Beauty, I believe, was there. And
Emma Gunn's.
Emma Gunn's in the UK. And like, the scientist people, the
beauty brains, right?
And I think that was it. And so we just jumped in. We went all in. We joined Dear Media Network about a year later.
Two years. That's really? One thing I would say to people who are listening out there and want to start a podcast: do it on your own first.
Yeah,
I know that it's hard to learn those skills, but I think that's also why we needed to do it, to push ourselves to shine in a new medium. And it's like, download. It's like a lot easier now as well than it used to be, but we learned all those skills and we're able to get the audio going and really craft it and understand what goes into making the podcast. And it isn't something like a TikTok where you get 3 million followers in one night. It's like you really want to love doing it. And we did it for all of 2017 and all of 2018 by ourselves, and in January 2019 we joined Dear Media.
And it's been a great journey. I mean, I have so many moments where I just feel so proud of what we have created and what we've created with our community. you know, just reflecting back a little bit, and I know I talk about this quite often, but interviewing the founder of MAC Cosmetics, Frank Toskin, in his living room to hear about the creation of MAC Cosmetics, which is just iconic, absolutely iconic.
Because he's so shy and behind the scenes and not part of the brand anymore, even though they're thriving at 40 years in the industry. But yeah, it just, it's those types of people that really inspired us to start the podcast in the first place, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then having, you know, before we were on this network, we would have people fly to Toronto to be on our show.
That's right.
And, you know, people like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Renee Rouleau.
Yeah, there was actually quite a few in those early days. And we just thought, you know, working at a fashion magazine, we didn't have that. We didn't have people fly into Toronto to do an interview for the magazine.
Right. No.
So, you know, we kind of knew we were onto something then. And also, as we've evolved, our Damn Goods episodes, where it's just us reviewing, those have really landed in our top 10, which we're going to talk about very shortly. Mm-hmm. And I think I definitely feel really good about that because we do work really hard to keep a level of authenticity and integrity where, you know, they're not bought and they're honest and there's a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor. We feel very responsible for if we make a recommendation and then you think it really
sucks.
You
want to stick by it.
You know, this is your money. So I'm, you know, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just doing any, when I look at all of the podcasts and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And I was just checking on a couple the other day that I, you know, they made a big splash when they came out.
Right.
It's like, stop producing it, you know, in 2022 or whatever. And it's just like 7 years in, I think it is, the pod fade has not gotten to us. And I think it is a big feather in our cap. So enough about patting ourselves on the back. That's not in my nature to do that at all. But I also would say, like, just getting into magazines and editorial in general, it's hard now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's a lot of people look to us and see they would love, that's the dream job still, to work in a magazine. And it's really hard. But I would just say, like, if you have passion or if you're passionate about creating content, there's so many ways to do it now, you know, and get your point of view and your respective kind of voice out there. And I love that. But, you know, we grew up and when we got into magazines, it was definitely the Devil Wears Prada. And it was like working for free as an intern, you know, working a side job and all of that stuff. We did it all. But it's training ground for where we are now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely prefer the culture around podcasting.
Definitely.
And just even the way that we work with each other, where it's just less of that, you know, climbing over somebody else to get to the top, which is really how it was at magazines.
Yeah.
And it was toxic. And that's probably all changed now that, you know,
maybe
millennials have come in and, you know, even younger now, but that's certainly how it was for us.
You know? Absolutely.
I'm sure I've had my bitchy moments, but not now. Never. No.
No. Well, it also helps that we don't have to. One of the other reasons I left the magazine world was like, I just want to create content. I don't want to manage anyone.
Yeah.
I don't want to climb up.
Right.
And that is what you end up doing.
But I also don't want to have to be told by anyone either.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like, even with Dear Media, like, we have full editorial control, which is, like, I love that.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful. And so it's really, we just answer to each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes, transparently, we do, you know, knock heads a bit.
Yeah.
Where we
we're like sisters at this point. I'll be like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And you'll say it back. And I'll be like, okay, then like, what are we eating?
I'm like, fine. But I do think that that's one of the things that I've learned from you that I've said before is, like, you know, to be honest, I think in the beginning, I was like, oh, are we in a fight now? Like, you know, that kind of thing. And one of the things that I learned about you, Jill, is that you're very good at just, like, moving on, but not in a way that's, like, dismissive. It's just more like you're not carrying
it. That's true.
And holding it to the person.
That's the East Coast in me coming out.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, no one flits about. It's just like, What are we actually, like, upset about or not, like, dealing with, or not the dealing with, but just, like, what is the thing we're not agreeing on? Okay, that's it. I have this view. You have this view.
Yeah.
And then it's just on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. But I think that carrying thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's like us as women or again, if it, whether it was just like it working in the fashion world, but that is so toxic.
Yeah, true.
And so it's really about letting it go, dealing with it and then letting it go.
Yeah.
You know,
100%
and not. And
I think, yeah, like any creative.
It.
And that's the other thing about working in like a creative partnership. It's like we are going to have different ideas.
Yeah.
And but I think our skill sets are ultimately very complementary. Mm-hmm. And I always say that, like, just if we were working
Absolutely.
In magazines, you would be the editor in chief and I would be the executive editor because yeah. I like making playlists on Spotify.
Exactly.
Right. And you don't.
I like, cannot.
That's not your vibe.
No. This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So spring, as they say, has sprung. Y'all know I'm planning my spring wardrobe updates. I know a lot of us really got into the coastal grandma aesthetic last year. So looks inspired by the coast. I personally think Jill pulls this classic look off so well, like crisp button downs, flowy linen dresses, leather sandals, preppy knitwear. And of course, you can't forget the sun hat, iconic. And here's your friendly reminder that Macy's has what to wear anywhere, like a lakeside getaway, thanks to soft palettes, relaxed silhouettes, and lightweight fabrics. Whatever your style is. Eclectic Grandpa, have you heard of that one? That's said to be another inspiring aesthetic this year. So like sweater vests, loafers, corduroy, neckerchiefs, and maybe some Argyle socks in the mix. Honestly, you got to do you, though. So whether you're feeling coastal or preppy, you can check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle for some amazing finds. I'm personally really feeling those feminine gold or silver style bracelet watches, you know, like Princess Di from the 80s style. They have a great Tory Burch one on their site right now. And honestly, the chocolate brown loafers from Lauren Ralph Lauren are a total steal. I am not gatekeeping. Check them out. Plus, Macy's is a total beauty mecca. They stock some of my personal favorite barefaced essentials for spring, like IT Cosmetics CC Nude Glow Foundation. Mine is running on empty now. RMS Uncover Up Concealer, still a favorite. And Nudestix Nudies Matte Blush. I love the poppy shades. Check out my favorite finds and more at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Pausing to mention Impress, they're one of our show partners this week. So it's officially spring, and in my opinion, there's no better way to kickstart a new season than with a fresh look. Get those lashes did, get your nails on point. And there's nothing easier, faster, and more affordable than the Impress manicure. I've been using this product for years, and I love it because there's no glue needed to apply. There's no damage to your natural nails, and they have this patented super hold adhesive. So you just peel, press on, and go. Voila, you have a perfect manicure that can last for up to 7 days. No one can tell that they're not straight from the salon. You get so many compliments. The fit and the comfort is amazing. And I love that they have such a variety of trendy colors and shapes. And while I have you, I need to tell you about my latest discovery. It's another game changer for getting ready. And that's the Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. So I've been relying on these for my early morning TV segments. They help me look wide awake. And I'm obsessed with them because they allow you to press on a lash look in only one step. There's no glue needed. There's no lash damage. And they last for up to 24 hours. With the Impress Press-On Falsies, there's a wide variety of natural and voluminous styles. They're actually applied under your natural lashes, so the bands are invisible while still giving you volume and glam. You simply press on and go. And great news for Breaking Beauty listeners. You can visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. Once again, you visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show. So that's kind of like how we got here. Now, I think what would be fun to talk about is like 7 years in, what are our top 10 episodes?
Yes.
Maybe I should get you to guess.
Okay.
So let's start at number 10. How about that?
Okay. Oh, we're going backwards.
Oh, what do you think? No?
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with number one.
All right.
Well,
I know what it was for a long time. Okay. So tell me if it's still there.
Okay.
Is it how to build your perfect skincare routine with Renee Rouleau?
That's right.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Still number one.
Yeah. And that came out in January of 2020.
Yeah.
So the before times. And this was the episode where Renee flew to Toronto.
Right.
In my old office.
That's right.
And then we went out to Soho House afterwards. And
yeah,
she had imparted so many great tips in that episode. And I think that sometimes we just want to go back to basics,
yes.
you know? And even I took a lot away from that episode. And she's like a career-long, lifelong esthetician, you know?
Well, that's why we've kind of drilled down on, you know, these things like how are you applying your concealer the right way? And are you applying your foundation? So, because we feel like as much as there's all these TikTok trends and everything like that, I think with our audience, I actually think they want to know just like what's going to make them look their best and getting back to basics. So sometimes it's a balance of trying to keep it exciting, but also delivering on, and this goes back to our magazine roots, like that service, we call it, that was like service journalism.
Yeah.
To I guess what's the takeaway?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at when I was talking about being on TV and being in front of an audience.
You could not stand in front of an audience and go, everybody, this $700 cream is the best. No, seriously, you need to buy it. Like those people would have dropped their phones and
like
started laughing.
Out of the studio.
You know?
100%. Yeah. Or Marilyn herself would have
done
that.
That's right.
Any guesses on the second most popular episode of all time?
Ooh. See, this is where it gets trickier. Is it the Violette? We had an episode, Violette Spills Her Secrets. Is that?
Yes, that is number two. It's makeup artist Violette spills all of her beauty secrets.
Right.
So that came out in January as well, but of 2022.
Yes. And so my thinking on that is that we were one of the first to get Violette on a podcast. And she is aspirational, but also not too out there in terms of her look and her aesthetic. So I think
people
are very drawn to that. And because they hadn't heard her on a podcast, I think that was like a Insta download.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's just, she's got that French girl vibe. So nothing is too complex. It's like she's got really practical tips, but loves to play with color.
Yeah,
I think that's very inspirational
as well.
Number three, any guesses?
Oh my gosh. Is it Dr. Shireen Idris?
No.
Okay. Is it a Damn Goods?
No.
Okay. What is it?
It also came in, it came out in January of 2022.
Oh, we have a theme here, guys. We killed
people,
it that
people
that
must
quarter.
Have discovered our show that
okay.
month.
Interesting.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
It's the ultimate 2022 beauty trends forecast with the Allure editor-in-chief, Jessica Kroll.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, actually, often our forecasting episodes will do quite well if we whether we have a guest host or not. So
I should go back and listen to that to see if any of those trends actually came true from our forecast.
Right. Okay, interesting. So you guys let us know, you know, where you stand if you like those kind of forecasting episodes. It seems like you do.
I like doing them.
Okay.
Number four.
Number four, that's got to be a Damn Goods. I know we're in there somewhere. Or is it Shireen?
It's Dr. Idris.
Dr. Idris. Yes. I knew it.
So this was a great title.
Okay.
And we should replicate this. It was Dr. Shireen Idris, a.k.a. Pillow Talk Derm, which she was still going by at that time. She's not anymore.
Before the legal beagle stuff came
legal
down
woes.
The pike.
Dr. Shireen Idris serving the real tea on skincare scams.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't click on that?
I actually want to go back and listen again. What
was
it? I forget what we talked about.
So, guys, if you want this sort of episode again, give us a suggestion if there's anyone out there who you feel like is great at debunking stuff right now who maybe we haven't had on the pod yet. Because we've had Dr. Idris on twice now, and I'm sure she'll be back again. But yeah, we're always open to ideas and suggestions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love taking down scams, you know me. And the next one is number five.
Is that a damn good?
It is.
It is. See, I knew it. We're in the top five. Which one? Yeah.
So this one was from October of 2021.
Okay.
So we were all still stuck at home, maybe. I don't even know. But it was the damn good drugstore finds,
yes,
which the rest of the title is TikTok's favorite tinted serum, mm-hmm, a worth the waitlist sunscreen foundation, in quotes, and an under $10 Bottega Green nail polish and more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the BBs like a drugstore buy, a budget buy.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking that. Yeah.
And then the next one, what do you think? Any guesses?
Is it another damn
good? This would be number six. Yes, it is.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. We're ranking. Holiday, I remember.
Yeah.
I've seen this list.
Yeah, okay. This is from December of 2021, and it's the title was the damn good holiday gifts we secretly want for ourselves. So that's good, too.
I mean, that shocked me that that's so high and in our top 10.
I think it's the personal title.
Right.
That's what I think it is, because we wanted them for ourselves.
Right.
We were being selfish then.
So then
apparently.
Does anyone want a Mother's Day gift guide? I guess not then. Do they?
I mean,
we'll find out.
Let's just think about this. Do you buy your mom something big for Mother's Day?
Well, I usually give her a beauty product. So
okay,
I don't really
so
count.
Then, no, she's,
in this
you're
equation.
Not shopping for your mom.
No, but I can tell you what I would want for myself.
Right. Right.
Do you buy something for your mom?
No.
Oh, you're what?
I know. She's not into that. She'd be mad.
Oh,
just cards.
Interesting.
Just a card.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Audience, we
it's
will
not
need
that.
You to
She'd
weigh
be
in.
Mad. She loves nice things and being appreciated, but she doesn't want. She's just like, don't waste your money.
Right.
That.
Okay.
Got you
it.
Know.
Got it.
And then next is another damn goods. It's the spring 2022 drugstore find, $17 or less.
I think
and
we know.
Yeah, that was February 2022.
Right.
And I remember that was the episode that I talked about the clogged snail mucin serum.
Right.
The essence, mm-hmm, which was $17, and we've. Based on our analytics, we sold. Like a lot of people clicked
of
that
top,
link
yeah.
and bought that.
Right.
So I still use it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm just going a little faster now because we have stuff to get to.
Yeah.
The next episode is Are You Exfoliating Your Skin the Right Way? Featuring Rihanna approved esthetician Sean Garrett. And this was from February 2022.
Yeah. Love that episode.
Uh-huh.
Exfoliating, I think, is where a lot of people go wrong because it can backfire on you if you do it the wrong way, which is why. Go back and listen to that episode.
To do it the right way.
That's right.
Episode 9. Any guesses? This is a guest.
Oh, it is a guest. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for the hint. Who would it be? Oh my gosh. Who would it be? Gosh, I'm blanking. Why am I blanking?
This is another great title, I would say. So.
Okay.
It's How to Build Your Perfect Makeup Bag with Celebrity Makeup Artist Jamie Greenberg, aka Jamie Makeup.
Yes.
September 2021. And she then came back on her show summer of 2023 talking all about concealer, which was also a huge hit.
Yes.
So love you, Jamie.
Yeah. Back to those core principles again. If you guys have any other topics along these lines, you know, shoot us the fresh ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think you and I initially, you were like, I don't know if people want to hear a whole episode just about a singular topic.
Right.
But once we get into those questions, I remember Georgia Louise was like, I didn't think I'd be able to talk about moisturizer for an hour.
That's right.
And we were like, we're going to make you.
Yeah.
And people are going to like it. And they do.
But building your makeup bag. I think that was that was a great one.
And then the rounding it out, number 10 is the damn good trending beauty products from 2021. You need to know. So more of a roundup idea.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to give a final shout out because these two are kind of neck and neck is the damn good skincare tools that are actually worth the money with Lauren Bostick from the Skinny Confidential. And that was in 2021 as well. So, Lauren, we got to have you back.
Yeah, for sure. And tools. I feel like those are a higher price point. Mm-hmm. So people do want to know what's worth the money.
Yeah.
Takes longer to test them, though. But yeah, it might be worth starting to test and plan in advance for like a fall thing.
Yes.
Okay. I love that.
Those are the top 10 to get y'all started, but there's so many more. I mean, 300 episodes. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Now, who's your dream guest you still want to have years in?
We talk about this all the time. I still want Pat McGrath just because I do believe that she is the greatest makeup artist of all time.
Incredible.
I do think she's the GOAT, period.
Yes.
And I do think she's not one. If you look at her Instagram, it's not her typically.
Right.
She's not so forward facing, you know? And so I get that. And so I'm not sure when that will happen.
But you know what I said to you? She was on the Today Show, okay?
Right, yeah.
Pat McGrath 10 years ago would not have set foot on the Today Show set. So I think it's different now.
And maybe.
Let's talking about it right now. Yeah,
Manifesting.
We're going to try to manifest this because she is incredible. And she basically brought back backstage makeup this year with her look with the peel-off mask and all of that stuff.
Right.
For me, I want to put a stake in the ground. I want to talk to Tati Westbrook this year.
Oh, yeah. You keep saying that.
I think she has a story to tell. I have this weird sneaking suspicion she might launch a podcast.
Oh, interesting.
When she has something to say. But Tati, if you do or you do not, regardless, I want to talk to you on our show.
Okay.
Because she is one of the best, greatest beauty YouTubers of all time, and she's been on a journey in a lot of ways.
Right.
So I would love to get her side of the story.
Mm-hmm. I also would like Lisa Eldridge.
Oh yeah. We got to fly to the UK.
I just love her as a makeup artist.
Incredibly and, talented.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's many more, but we can start with those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with that, definitely go back and have a listen to our back catalog.
Yeah. Oh, I need to say one more thing before we move on. The other person I want to talk to, and if anybody knows this, I'm putting this in the ether. I want to talk to somebody who is a beauty YouTuber who now has an OnlyFans. And that's how they make their money.
Oh, yes.
Does anybody know of that person? Because from what I understand, this universe of OnlyFans, they usually encourage you to delete all your other social media. Mm-hmm. So you can't really find these people on YouTube or Twitter or whatever.
They don't want to give it away for free.
But if anybody has heard rumblings, like how great, I'm so curious.
Yes.
What are they doing? Are they applying makeup? Get ready with me, but like no top on?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it's that thing where it's like, take anything that you would do in your regular life and do it naked.
Right.
That's going to be your own. So we could podcast naked.
I don't
and think. And start an OnlyFans.
I literally just covered up with the blazer I'm wearing. I can't.
But they say that's the kind of thing that people want to see. Like my friend was telling me, she was like, we should do our feet on OnlyFans. And I was like, oh no, nobody's going to want to see my feet. Like I have this thing with my feet where my toenails don't want to stay on. I don't know why.
Right.
It's like my glue is broken.
Yeah. You said the other day, one just flew the off,
like why? Just because. And
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, wow, it was because it was one of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And then also I have quite thick ankles, right? My cankles, as I lovingly
call them. I think you're being too harsh on yourself.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I were to be...
But I know that you've talked about...
deprecating and just describe them.
Boot it's, non-inclusive.
Right.
Right?
Or, it's the calf and the ankle just go down as one. Just, you know, kind of like a tree or like a pole or like an elephant kind of a thing. So like in combination, I'm like, who's going to want to see that? And my friend was like, are you kidding? That's exactly what people want to see. Like the worse your feet are, the more money you're going to make.
Oh,
and I was like, you know, maybe maybe I do have a career.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. But yeah, that's a guess that I don't know if they exist, but I would like to speak to that person.
Right. Okay, well, and any other ideas that you guys have, please send them our way. We're 7 years in. Let's do this together.
Yeah.
Let's shape this breaking
content.
Beauty. You know, let's
the
shape
content.
This content together. We are always here to serve you.
Yeah. And I know that you the other day were talking to me about, well, first of all, I want to know what happened to you in the hotel the other day.
Oh,
that
yeah.
you rattled you.
Okay.
Before we move into the other part.
So the morning after we got here, I got up in the morning and I was getting ready in the mirror and I like felt something in my mouth and I was like, what is that? Like a chia seed? And I was like chewing.
Wait, it's like you're just waking up and it's
no,
there?
No, I'm like
Are
getting
you,
ready.
You
I'm
had
like
already
doing my,
head
yeah,
tea?
I'm like doing my makeup, doing my hair. And then I was like, oh, what's that? It's like in my teeth, like a chia seed or something. And I was like, wait, that's like really hard. That's not a chia seed. And I like spit it out in the sink. It was a piece of my tooth.
No.
That had chipped off out of nowhere.
Your toenails and your teeth are just flying.
My front bottom tooth. Have you not noticed?
Okay. I did actually notice yesterday, but I didn't know if it was recent. Like I was like, I don't want to point it out because maybe you're like on your way to the dentist when you get home or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You did notice?
I was like, she's been practicing with the LA Kings. She went on.
Where did you notice at dinner?
Yeah, just when I was sitting to the left of you at...
Right.
No, I'm sorry. I was sitting to the right of you at dinner and I just noticed... that. Yeah. I was like that.
Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
It chipped off. It's one of my front teeth, you guys.
At the bottom, though.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. Not the top. If it was the top, I don't even know what I would do.
Well, like, we'd have to get you a flipper. One of those things.
What's a flipper?
It's like what all the hockey players wear. They like, it's like a retainer and a fake tooth.
Right. Or just all gold teeth, like Kanye style. Just like,
I can't believe that happened because on this trip, we were planning to talk to a cosmetic dentist.
I know.
And he canceled on us, but we have to reschedule.
Do you know how upset I was?
Yeah.
Because we were going to sit down with one of the preeminent cosmetic dentists in the city. I've been whistling Dixie all week. Like, it's just the air. It's so weird. I feel like I'm talking with a lisp.
Did you keep the tooth?
The little piece, yeah. I do have it. I picked it up out of the sink.
Is it in like a Glossier pouch?
It's in a little pouch with my toenail. No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm falling apart. Like, I'm rusting. I'm falling apart at the seams.
We need to get you on some Ritual vitamins, more Nutrafol, everything.
Do I have osteoporosis?
You could.
Is that what it's called?
Like osteoarthritis?
Osteo... I don't know. I feel like I'm rusting.
Get her some calcium.
Yeah. And so that's the other thing that I wanted to talk about really on the mic is I need to kind of come clean a little bit.
Okay.
About what's going on in my life, which is I am in perimenopause and I don't really talk about it on the mic.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, actually, with our producer last year. He told us that our audience is actually really even in terms of the age. It's like early 20s to late 40s
and above.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually like if we looked at it on a graph and it was like almost a straight line. Mm-hmm. And he said that's very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the reason for that is because we tend to not talk about ourselves or we haven't traditionally.
Right.
And so we cover everything on the market and we really speak to everybody. So kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But recently we've also talked about like getting our own personal TikToks and
journeys.
Instagrams going.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who's done this, that's listening, mm-hmm. it's an interesting, it is a little bit of a journey where you're like, who am I going to be? What's my niche going to be? Like, what do I have to say that's kind of unique?
Mm-hmm.
And when we started Breaking Beauty Podcast, I actually did start a blog at the same time.
Right. I forgot to mention that.
It was called Beholder. It's on permanent hiatus.
It's just on ice.
Yes, it's on ice for the moment. And so I did that, but I had to stop doing it because the podcast, frankly, had just taken off. It was too hard to start a blog at that point in time, get the SEO going. But it was all dedicated to women over 40.
Yeah.
And so I really... have a strong passion for that.
Yeah.
I really, the whole idea that women over 40 have been ignored for so long in the beauty industry, like not adequately reflected and not even in like ads for wrinkle cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm getting back to on my personal channel. And that's where I feel like I can talk about things like going through menopause, which is kind of a crazy thing.
Perimenopause,
but still.
I've heard it. If someone's listening and they're going through this, I have listened to an amazing doctor on this topic.
Yeah.
Because it's coming for all of us at one point or another. And she says, basically, you're not in menopause until you are 365 full days without a period.
That's right.
And so on day 366, you can say I'm in menopause.
Right. So I'm in Perry. So I went 3 months without having my period and then I got it. And so now it's sort of on and off.
Yeah.
And it really does explain so much of what's going on with my body. I don't know if it's about the tooth, but like, you know, maybe the rosacea, the flashes, like there's so much to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we're in grade school where you learn about puberty. So I think that's why there's so many podcasts and stuff. And I did discover one I'll link to. It's Better with Dr. Stephanie featuring board certified OBGYN Dr. Suzanne Gilberg Lenz. It's called Menopause Boot Camp. And she also has a book by the same name. And I just loved the conversation. I recommend anyone who's in my boat listens to it.
Yeah.
I love the way they talked about it because it reflected how I felt, which is I was actually happy when I realized I was in perimenopause because I can't wait to not have my period anymore.
Right.
And it's like, we should have a party. We shouldn't be sad about it.
Yeah. And there's nobody being sad. It's just like, it's just ultimately you're losing. Basically, our hormones control every single thing in your body.
Yeah.
So you're going through a radical health shift.
Yes.
And it's not about like celebrate. It's just about recognizing what now you need to introduce into your life so that your health doesn't fall off a cliff.
Yes, exactly.
In so many ways. But Dr. Jen Gunter, Menopause Manifesto.
Manifesto.
Everybody read it.
There's so many things.
Yeah.
Blanking, you know, your mind blanking, all of those things.
Yeah, brain fog, I guess.
So I do recommend that. But also I love this idea, not to say that we all have to do it, but, you know, we celebrate our birthday every year, which is like what we were born. That's it. Like, you know, menopause is something to celebrate. We've lived this long. We've earned all of our experiences and what a joy to not have your period again. Like, I think that, you know, this perspective I really enjoyed. So I will link to that.
Cool. Cool.
And yeah.
Well, I'm still going to be out here with all the youngins talking about Bravo.
Jill's a bit younger than me.
I feel like I am Gen Z at heart because I am obsessed with all
the things that Gen Z is obsessed with.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I totally
agree. It's weird.
It's not pathetic.
It's my truth. Love is blind.
That's
Bravo.
The thing. You have to do you. So
yeah.
So anyway.
By the way, I think you should bring back Beholder. I do. However, people got very confused at the beginning because you were.
I know. They thought this podcast was about.
That's right.
Beholder for women over 40.
Right.
So there
was
some confusion there. But yeah. So all of that to say is that I am doing a bit of a 360.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly what I will do.
180 maybe? Is that the right?
180. No, 360, because you go all the way around.
Full circle. She's going
full circle.
Yes,
I see
you. So
I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I'm really feeling this right now. And so come and follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Carlene Higgins if you want to hear perspectives on beauty, style, all of that stuff from the perspective of being somebody who's over 40, in the late 40s, a mom, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think it's just in the ether. Like, I just saw a quote from Pamela Anderson, who is, you know, in so many shoots and even in campaigns and stuff now. And she was just like, anti-aging is a lie was the quote.
Yeah.
And she said, why are we denying that people are aging? We're all aging from the second we're born.
Exactly.
And she's become this like poster woman.
Absolutely. And there was just a show at New York Fashion Week where they only cast models over 40.
Great.
And it was for Bathsheba, I believe. Bathsheba was the show. And I was so thrilled to see that because I had literally just watched the Marc Jacobs show.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a bee in my bonnet because every girl
was super young.
Yeah. And everybody was raving over the show, you know, the big wigs by Guido. And it was all larger than life and kind of dollhouse.
Yeah.
And the proportions were amazing. And I thought that was beautiful. But I was more interested in the women in the front row than who was on the runway. Right. And I was like, coming from Marc Jacobs, who like is so vibrant in himself, I'm like, when are we going to evolve and just have a neutrality where you cast interesting people instead of this permanent aspiration to look 18. Like, I just think it's so outdated now.
Right.
So anyway,
that's our anniversary episode. Check out our Hall of Fame. It's always on our website. If you want to shop what we love, tried and true, 7 years in, what we still recommend and use ourselves. And yeah, we will see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.